Tom King, and we're talking to UW Stevens Point men's basketball coach Bob Semling. Well, first of all, we hear yesterday, Coach, that your team has achieved a number one ranking. Congratulations on that.
Thanks, Tom. That's a testimony to a lot of hard work, a lot of effort by a lot of people, and you know, we've been a top 25 team for a long time here, but when you can climb to the top of the mountain, that's an achievement.
You know, Bo Ryan always says that early season rankings don't mean a whole lot. It's where you are at the end of the year. I would imagine you're tempering this this number one ranking with your players a little bit and telling them that they've got to keep looking at the future here.
Yeah, there's no question, Tom. Our guys are used to being ranked in the top 10. You know, people are going to come after us and take their best shot. You know, they make national news at the Division III level if they can knock us off. So we understand that. We embrace that. Our guys are so much experience and wisdom with this group that I don't have to worry too much about the ranking. It is fun for the fans. I know they enjoy it, and it certainly will create some excitement for the game on Wednesday.
It's interesting. You do have a lot of experience, and yet not a real old team, just three seniors that I see on the roster. So you've got a relatively young group, but you've got some guys that do have a lot of experience.
Yeah, no question, Tom. The three seniors have been all conference players in this league, and then we have four juniors who were playing as freshmen. So they really have a lot of experience. And we play one of the best schedules in the nation, so they've played some of the best teams over the past several years. And that all is going to work in our favor this year.
And it's really a Wisconsin-centric team, too. If you look at the roster, I think only one guy from outside the state of Wisconsin. So the old line, put up a fence around the state, you've certainly been able to do that.
Yeah, we'd love to get kids from the area, and it means a lot to us if we can – we can be a nationally ranked team and do it with all Wisconsin kids. And, you know, in the years we've won national titles, Tom, we've really had people from throughout the nation talk about Wisconsin basketball and just how good it is. They see us win a national title at Stevens Point, and they see how good that Wisconsin and Marquette have been at the Division I level. So Wisconsin basketball is revered throughout the nation.
Let's talk about the win the other night against Eau Claire, the conference opener that got you off to this 5-0 start. One of the stats that jumps out at you is that you shot 58.3% from three-point range. That's pretty darn good. Is that one of the strengths of this team, do you think?
Yeah, we have a lot of guys that can shoot it. We have guys that have been shooters all their life, but, Tom, they're committed to getting better, and they've worked so hard this past spring and again this fall when they came back in September, and they're working hard to become, you know, one of the teams that when you have your feet set and you have an open look, you can pretty much count on that thing going in. And we understand that shooting is contagious. Good shooting is contagious, and we still hang our hat on defense here, but it's nice when you can put the ball in the hole.
And the other thing that jumps out is the bench. You outscored the Blue Gold bench 27-9. Not only does that help you in games when everybody's healthy, but if you get some injuries down the road, you got guys that can step right in.
Yeah, we have great depth. That's something, again, when you're a good basketball team, you have experience and you have depth. And we have both of those this year, and we're just going to continue to be very hungry and very determined to keep getting better each day in practice and learn something from every game we play.
Well, tomorrow night should certainly be special, a Wednesday night matchup with Whitewater, a battle of top five teams at the Quant Fieldhouse, and basketball fans from around the area, not just Stevens Point, should put this one on the calendar and come out and check it out. What do you expect to happen tomorrow night as far as intensity levels and the crowd really into it? I mean, imagine it's going to be a big night.
Yeah, it'll be a great atmosphere, and there's plenty of room for people to walk up. And a lot of times people think, well, it's going to be a sellout, and it will be eventually, but there's a few hundred walk-up tickets that people can get, and it's going to be an electric atmosphere. Whitewater is a team that has recently won a national title, as well as the three that we've won in the last nine seasons. So you know, it truly is. I told some people here in Stevens Point last night on our radio show that it will be one of the best basketball games in the country. And not only that, Tom, but sometimes people feel like, oh, there's such a difference, though, Division I, the teams we see on TV. But I think the fans that come here and watch these guys realize that these guys have tremendous skills and they play with the same fierce competitiveness that you see on TV.
Well, we appreciate you taking a few minutes to be with us here tonight or today, and we look forward to a good one tomorrow. UW Stevens Point, Whitewater, game time is when?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock at Quan Fieldhouse on the campus of UW Stevens Point. Coach Semling, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Tom.